This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the gathering after inaugurating Gramin Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from 4th to 9th of January. The theme of this Mahotsav is Building a Resilient Rural India for the Viksit Bharat 2047. This Mahotsav aims to enhance rural infrastructure, create self-reliant economies, and foster innovation within rural communities. India's rural poverty has declined significantly to 4.86% in the financial year 2023-24, compared to 25.7% in 2011-12. According to the State Bank of India's research on the Consumption Expenditure Survey, over the last 12 years, urban poverty has fallen to 4.09% from 13.7%. The SBI's research highlighted that the sharp decline in the rural poverty ratio is due to higher consumption growth in the lowest 0.5% decile, along with significant government support. BJP has fielded former party MP Pravesh Verma from New Delhi Assembly seat against AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, while party leader Ramesh Bidori will fight from Kalkaji seat against Delhi Chief Minister Atisi. The party today released its first list of 29 candidates for Delhi Assembly polls. In Bihar, the three-day-long celebration of Prakash Utsav to mark the 358th birth anniversary of the 10th and last Sikh Guru, Gobind Singh, began at Takht Sri Harimandir Sahib in Patna city today. It is the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. Despite severe cold, a large number of devotees participated in it. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Raj Gopal Chidambaram, passed away in the early hours on Saturday at a hospital in Mumbai. He was 88 and had been unwell for several days. Dr. Chidambaram played a pivotal role in shaping India's nuclear weapons program. He was instrumental in India's first nuclear test in 1974, as well as the Pokhran II test in 1998, which established India as a nuclear power. He was honored with the Padma Shri in 1975, followed by the Padma Bhibhushan in 1999. Indian-American Suhas Subramaniam was sworn in into the 119th U.S. Congress yesterday. As the first Indian-American and South Asian to represent Virginia's 10th Congressional District, Subramaniam became the sixth member of the Samosa Caucus, the informal name for the group of Indian-American lawmakers. Before joining Congress, Subramaniam served as a policy advisor to former President Barack Obama. He was elected to the Virginia General Assembly in 2019. Severe cold wave conditions and dense fog have disrupted normal life in various parts of northern India. A dense fog blanketed the region in the early hours today, reducing visibility to zero in several areas and disrupting flight and train operations. The Meteorological Department has forecast cold day conditions in isolated pockets of East Uttar Pradesh today. Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, North Rajasthan, North Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim can experience dense fog in the night hours today. The weather office said there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures over East and Western India during the next 4 days. In cricket, India were 141 for 6 in their second innings against Australia at Stumps on day 2 of the decisive 5th and the final test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. The visitors have taken a lead of 145 runs. Ravindra Jadeja and Washington Sundar were at the crease when Stumps were drawn. Earlier, Rishabh Pant smashed a quick 61 of 33 balls, recording the second fastest 50 by an Indian in Test cricket. This is also the fastest Test 50 by visiting better on Australian soil. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.